Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born. The river goes round, around the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas. From historic Downplum, Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Joe Hart and Nikki Grossman of the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers, a young new songwriter, Douglas Hammond, music director John Baylor, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your announcer, Hannah Livingood. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your Radio Hour host, the only guy who toasts his cheese sandwiches with dill pickle and ketchup, believing they are haute cuisine, George Schricker.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here in the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, and we're here with Hannah Livingood, our announcer, all the way over from Goshen, Indiana.
Yes.
That's right. And, that you know, there's a road that runs all the way over to Goshen, and it's called the Plymouth-Goshen Trail.
I do know that road. In fact, I took it all the way here.
And it connects us in a way, doesn't it? Because I can't think of another trail that runs out of Plymouth, you know, that's named, so named, for the town that it goes to.
I don't think so. But when's the last time you were in Goshen?
Not too long ago. We were there a week or two ago, actually, yes. Having coffee at your coffee shop.
That's well done.
Yeah, so that's a great place. What are you doing these days, Anna?
Well, today I'm announcing on a radio show, which is pretty exciting. But, you know, normally just working, bike riding, taking care of my dog. You know, the usual.
That's good news. Well, you know, we have some exciting guests with us here, all the way from Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin. We have Nikki Grossman.
Hey.
And Joe Hart.
Hey, great to be here.
And they are the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers. Let's give them a hand.
Thank you.
And Nikki and Joe, that part of the country I am interested in because I have never been to that section of Wisconsin where Soldiers Grove is. I understand that the Kickapoo River runs through Grove. And do people...
Sometimes higher and sometimes lower.
Yeah. Now, is that a river that people get out their kayaks and go
on? Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous river.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was hoping you could do a song for us and maybe introduce that song before you do it. Tell us a little bit about it, one of your originals.
Yeah, this we wanted to do a song called Borrowed Time. That's just, I guess it's about the impermanence of life. We're all living on borrowed time, after all. So that's your heavy, dark, brooding singer-songwriter introduction. Ready?
Yeah.
On a high rocky ledge where the wild wind blows, from a little crack an old oak tree grows. Where it hides its roots ain't nobody knows. Looks like it lives on borrowed time. Well, it's twisted and bent with its back to the wind. It's been growing there since God knows when. And what prompted it to live a life so close to the edge? Guess it's got to live on borrowed time. a glass of wine to borrow time. North edge of town, waiting on a stranger to take me where I'm bound. Goodbye, all you good time friends, maybe see you around. Looks like I live on borrowed time. I was never born to ramble, I was never meant to roam. River is my front porch, the highway is my home. So until they lay my rusty bones beneath the churchyard stone, guess I'll have to live on borrowed time. Borrowed time, borrowed time. Pay the balance somewhere down the line. All you dusty travelers, raise a glass of wine to borrowed time. Borrowed time. Paid a balance somewhere down the line. All you dusty travelers, raise a glass of wine to borrowed time.
Thank you.
Now, I am trying to get to the roots of this music that you play. Mm-hmm. It's definitely roots music, but I'd like you to talk a little bit about the sources of this music and how and why you are drawn to this style.
Well, people ask us that a lot, and the fact is, you know, we were both born in 1917, and this stuff was just like... It was on the radio all the time. It's
yeah,
what we heard.
Yeah, this is just what music is, right?
But you're drawn to it, and
yes.
You know, you've researched a lot of different people. We've talked about Lydia Mendoza,
mm-hmm.
and but this is a certain period, and you know, people fall in love with periods for a reason.
Yeah, well, it all kind of started. Me and Joe met through mutual friends, playing music, going to parties and jamming and playing for square dances and whatnot. And we wanted to sing harmonies together because we were interested in blood harmony or brother harmony music from the 1930s, which is kind of came from the Southeast. It's like a type of close harmony that kind of came out of church singing. Where there's a lot of dissonance in the harmony. There's a lot of the two parts switching back and forth from top to bottom and just kind of like tricksy things that makes it sound real distinctive as a style. And it's a difficult style to do. Like you have to really listen to the parts and kind of pick up on the tricks that they use to make it sound a certain way. So that's kind of how we connected and how our harmony style came to be what it is.
But you not only duplicate, what fascinates me is you not only duplicate the style, but your lyrics also conform to the style, which are really amazing. This comes from listening to a lot of these songs, evidently.
A lot of old music.
Yeah, we listen to a lot of old music. Well, and the other thing is in the old-time music community, which is largely, you know, square and contra dance, fiddle tunes, fiddle music, everybody's got a little book where they're song collectors. They're looking for the interesting, obscure 78 recording that nobody else has, and then they transcribe it and learn it and teach it to their friends. And so for us, I think crooked harmonies that don't, or crooked meters that don't conform to a straight 4/4 or something like that, you know, kind of make mm-hmm. it more interesting and fun when you're trying to learn these songs.
Yeah, and then we were like, you know, it'd be really obscure is if we wrote a song ourselves and nobody would know about it.
Nobody would know. But we'll try to crawl up inside of the head of a songwriter from
yeah,
Charlie Poole or the Ira Leuven or something like that.
Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah. And no, maybe nobody else listening to the song would like hear that.
Well, why don't you do another one for us?
Okay. This is one that I wrote, and this song was kind of dealing with a difficult situation, and every time I sing it, I feel better. You ask me how I know I won't see you again. You want to know how I can be so sure. Well, let me tell it to you so you'll understand. You'll be dead to me when you walk out that door. You can't break my heart if you don't exist, because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed, 'cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. I don't have to wish that you were never born. Don't have to curse the ground you walk upon. I can't forgive you if there's nothing to forget, and I can't call out a name I've never known. You said that she meant nothing. You said you could explain, but to me you're just some old John Doe who's found himself a Jane. You can't break my heart if you don't exist, because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed, 'cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. Yodelay-tee. Said you could explain, but to me you're just some old John Doe who's found himself a Jane. I used to think you were the lover of my dreams. You came into my life out of the blue, but if you came from nowhere, you can go right back. I'm gonna find a real man now that there's no you. You can't break my heart if you don't exist, because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed, 'cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. Darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. Yodelay-tee.
Yellow Bellied Sapsuckers. Now, is that song on an album?
Yes.
Well, what album is it on?
It is on our newest album, Don't Think About Tomorrow Tonight.
but I want to talk about that song. At first, sure. I thought that song might be about murdering.
It could be.
It could be.
No.
But
that was a terrible experience.
Certainly in a whole tradition of songs like that, though, that was really, it's really catchy.
Thank you.
So when you start working on a song, Nikki, do you work both from the musical part of it and lyric part, or do you get yourself a lyric and then work out some melody to it, or do you work both ways, or how does it?
Oh, various ways, but usually I come up with an idea or like a phrase or a line, and the words of the song kind of come first. A lot of times with sort of a rinky-dink stand-in melody. Like, I'm like, oh, this sounds way too generic, but I'll replace it with something more interesting later.
Wow.
And that's kind of how that usually happens. Sometimes a whole entire song just hits me on the head like a ton of bricks.
Right.
That's rare, though.
And I read in your background information, I think, at one point that you'd studied violin a little bit.
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Suzuki or?
No. Oh. No, my teacher was adamantly anti-Suzuki, actually.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You turned out just fine.
Thanks. The nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, listen, Joe and Nikki, we're going to have you back in the at the end of the show. And thanks all so right. much for this section. And up next, we have... we have Doug Hammond, a friend of ours from Wild Rose Moon. And we also have the Wild Rose Moon game show, Shoot the Moon, in which two lucky contestants get to help us answer some very difficult questions. So we thank the Sapsuckers for playing. And thank you, Hannah.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.